Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Maura Taylor about the importance of tradition and her big Irish family.
When I was a small child, I loved family meetings. I loved getting together with my cousins. I had no idea then that the parliamentary procedure that I was somehow learning was going to help me in my governance career later in life. In the 1990s, I was elected secretary of the family club. I took that role very seriously because that's the kind of person I am. I kept track of family events, the birthdays. I sent out quarterly family newsletters. I now administer the family club Facebook page as we're moving into this new century. In 2015, after a formal motion was passed and through a lot of discussion, we moved family Christmas dinner away from Christmas Day and onto a weekend in December, with quite a bit of grumbling, I might add, from some older generations and even some younger ones. And I have to admit it was difficult for me as well because I couldn't imagine not spending Christmas at the hall. Well, you know, we all don't live in West Baltimore anymore. People's lives get complicated. Our family got a lot bigger. And so we realized that in order to maintain this tradition that was so very dear to us, we had to tweak it. And so that's what we did. Now, my Uncle Joe and I, he's 93, one of the charter members, we have an ongoing debate about what was the actual starting year of the family club. Last year, I decided it was our 70th anniversary, and I wanted to make it special. Family meeting was called, motions were made, assignments were given. We rented the Ferndale Volunteer Fire Department Hall. I created a special invitation, family club trivia, gathered pictures of all my family members, and we were off and running. Now, then I began to go through a treasure trove of family club minutes. Yes, we kept formal minutes. These date back to the early 50s. They're tight. Yeah, and as I was reading through them, I learned that the purchase of whiskey and beer, high priority, worthy of a lot of discussion in my family. We're a big Irish family. That's what we talk about. And in 1953, it was so specific that we had to purchase a gallon of Mogan David wine. It was noted in the minutes. Later, there was an official motion to purchase 2/5 of whiskey. As I dug through the receipts, I found out that in 1971, we spent $110 renting the hall and $108 on beer. That must have been quite a year. Quite a year. Nowadays, it's BYOB. And then there's the food. Well, in the early days, a lot of the food was purchased, actually, and then some prepared. But when I was a little girl, it was mostly prepared. And if I just close my eyes, I can put myself right back in that hot hall kitchen with my grandmother and my aunts and my mom and all the female relatives cooking up our Christmas dinner while the men set the table and ran the bar. Now we do a potluck dinner, but it has to absolutely include turkey, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce. Otherwise, my Uncle Walt says it's not real Christmas dinner. One year we tried to pitch heavy hors d'oeuvres, that was vetoed. So back to last year, the planning was in full throttle, everything was set to go. And then on November 10th, I unexpectedly lost my dad. Now my dad loved the family club, having become an official member in 1962. Well, the world around me was falling apart, but Christmas needed to happen. I knew it needed to happen because it has been the glue that's held my family together quite literally for generations. And honestly, last year, I really needed that big Irish family. So on December 8th, we gathered. And my heart was full as I watched my 93-year-old Aunt Mary flitting around the room, delighted every time she found a picture of herself. She wasn't so interested in everyone else. Let me tell you. The family club trivia was set, the older generation, sure they were going to win, and Santa was on the way. That's right, folks, I forgot to mention, Santa has been coming to my family Christmas for 70 years. My Uncle Joe led us off in prayer, as he always does. And about 75 of us, four generations, gathered and had dinner together. Santa gave out gifts to excited little ones. My cousin Donna's team surprised everyone by winning family club trivia. Pictures were taken and carols were sung. This weekend, my family will be gathering at the Halethorpe Community Center for our 71st or so, depends on if you talk to Uncle Joe or me, and Christmas dinner. And at last count, there's around 60 of us in four generations. We will all be grateful and in that moment for that quirky idea that my grandmother, her six siblings, and their seven and their spouses had more than 70 years ago to officially establish the Family Christmas Club, complete with formal meetings and bylaws, because it set up a structure and laid a foundation for future generations of my family that has kept us together and held this tradition, which, as my Aunt Betty says, makes us a remarkable family. So, on behalf of my remarkable Irish family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. And if any of you are looking to set up a family club, I've got a really good example of bylaws for you. Thank you.
That was a Stoop story from Maura Taylor about the love of the Irish and the power of family. We have more information about the Stoop Storytelling Series, including upcoming live events and the Stoop podcast, at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Melissa Gear. Thanks for joining us on the record. And in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'll leave you with this Irish blessing. May your troubles be less, your blessings be more, and may nothing but happiness come through your door.